This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, the decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said, global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. Mr. Modi said he is very proud that despite many setbacks, this decade has been one of development, excellent delivery and strengthening of India's democracy. The Prime Minister said in this decade of the 21st century, India is riding the reform express. He said, when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy, but today the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Seva Teerth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crore, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Later, addressing a gathering at Seva Teerth complex, the Prime Minister said, Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to Assam today. At around 10:30 this morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, where he will also witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircrafts and helicopters. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and a fake narrative. Mr. Goyal was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who were posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas. The union minister asserted that the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded by the government.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans, and Vishwakarmas. I've already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they're only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the U.S.-India Business Council, USIBC, will lead a high-level delegation of American CEOs and senior technology leaders to India's AI Impact Summit 2026 next week. In a social media post, the U.S.-India Business Council announced the delegation, emphasizing its official role as a summit partner and the opportunity to represent industry voices from both the nations. The announcement underscores AI's profound influence on the global economy and positions the US-India technology partnership as key to steering this change responsibly. Indian athletes delivered a strong performance in the men's hammer throw at the Abu Dhabi Masters yesterday, with Kishore Kumar Chandira Mogan securing gold and Muhammad Ansar taking bronze in the 30-plus age category. Kishore Kumar clinched upon the top position with a winning throw of 37.92 meters, while his compatriot Ansar earned third place on the podium at the International Veterans Athletics Meet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.